Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The markets hit fresh record highs again, but it feels like there's a lot more going on just beneath the surface.
That's the perfect way to put it. This isn't a market where a rising tide is lifting all boats. It's more like a few mega yachts are creating a wake for everyone else. The headline is simple. Mega cap tech is on an absolute tear.
Let's start there. What were the big catalysts today?
Two massive stories. First, the TikTok deal is finally moving forward. The White House is set to finalize it, and Oracle is officially named the security provider. The stock just exploded higher on the news, popping over 6%. A huge validation for them.
And the second, it has to be NVIDIA, right?
Of course. NVIDIA announced a landmark strategic partnership with OpenAI. We're talking about deploying at least 10 gigawatts of systems for their next-gen AI infrastructure. The stock reversed its early losses and just ripped higher, pulling the entire semiconductor index up with it.
So you have Oracle and NVIDIA firing on all cylinders, and I saw Apple had a strong day too on iPhone 17 demand. It sounds like a tech paradise.
It was, if you were in the right names. But this is where that split personality comes in. The market-weighted S&P 500 handily beat the equal-weight version. That tells you the gains were incredibly concentrated at the top.
Right, so where was the pain today?
Two sectors really stood out. First, consumer staples got hammered, and it was almost entirely due to one stock, Kenvue. It cratered over 7%.
Wow, what happened there?
A headline bomb. Reports surface that the president is expected to link the active ingredient in Tylenol, which is Kenvue's flagship product, to autism risk in prenatal use. That's a massive, massive overhang for the company, and it dragged the whole sector down.
Yikes. And the other weak spot?
Communication services. And this is interesting because you had both Meta and Alphabet trading down on the day. Even with the NASDAQ rallying, these two giants were a source of weakness, which really shows the selective nature of this rally.
Speaking of major moves, we have to talk about that massive merger in the real estate world. Compass is buying Anywhere Real Estate, and the market reaction was dramatic.
Dramatic is an understatement. Compass announced an all-stock deal to buy Anywhere, offering a staggering 84% premium over Friday's close. The result? Anywhere stock soared, while Compass's stock got absolutely crushed, down almost 16%.
So the market hates the deal for Compass?
It hates the price. Strategically, you can see the logic, creating a massive national player. But investors are looking at the huge stock dilution and the massive premium being paid and are essentially screaming that Compass overpaid. It's a bold, high-stakes bet, and right now, the market is voting, no confidence, on the financials.
So bringing this all together for traders, the overall sentiment seems to be cautiously bullish. How do you navigate a market like this for tomorrow?
You have to stick with what's working, but with tight risk management. The playbook is to focus on the mega-cap leaders that are showing strength and volume. You avoid the weak areas like smaller caps and energy until they prove themselves. This is not the time to be bottom fishing in weak sectors.
The watchlist mentioned a continuation setup in Alphabet, which is interesting since it was down today. What's the thinking there?
That's a great point. It's a bit of a contrarian continuation. The idea is that Alphabet is a core mega cap leader in a powerful uptrend. The stock pulled back today while the rest of its cohort rallied. So you're watching to see if it can find its footing at a key support level and play catch-up. It's a bet on the leader rejoining the charge.
Got it. And for an anticipation setup, the focus is on Tesla?
Exactly. Tesla has a couple of potential catalysts brewing. It just secured approval to test its robo-taxis in Arizona, which is a tangible step forward. Plus, you had that headline of Elon Musk and President Trump shaking hands. It's a narrative stock. And those are the kinds of inputs that can get it moving. You're anticipating a breakout if the volume comes in.
So the plan is to focus on the leaders, watch for those specific setups, but keep an eye on the broader market. Any big events to watch for tomorrow?
Tuesday is all about the economic data and the Fed. We have the flash PMI numbers in the morning, but the main event is Fed Chair Powell speaking in the afternoon. His tone on the economic outlook could absolutely move the market, so everyone will be listening very, very closely.
Fantastic breakdown. Focus on strength, manage risk, and be ready for Powell. That's our prep for tomorrow. Trade safe, everyone. We'll see you next time.